All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our agenda, so referring back to our first.
Well, we got one other thing on there.
Oh, that's right, I forgot, flip the page. We've got discussion items, right?
Just those two items, Mr. Chairman, if I could. There's a discussion there, which is at the last meeting, I'd circulated the commission dates for 2022. We had subsequently noted that one of those dates, which is one of the first commission meeting in June, was actually typed in as a Monday date. It's actually the Thursday of that week. But
okay.
If they are otherwise workable, then that we would punch that in as the agenda for 2022.
We're rolling, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so that works.
Yeah.
We don't need a motion for that. We'll just move forward.
Okay.
And then the other was just a reminder that the November 4th meeting has an earlier start time as today.
Format going to be the same?
Correct. So the we haven't published the agenda for that, but the thinking is that there is an ordinance hearing on that will require input from Mr. Medlars, myself, Mr. Robertson, so we probably start with that ordinance. There are two smaller applications that we might just get on the agenda first and get them out of the way.
Okay.
But again, with a recess, if that's workable, and then there's two subdivision applications otherwise on the agenda. So, so similar formats to today.
A reminder,
so
I won't be here.
325 meetings, is that what you're saying?
And
no.
Okay. Holly will be missing next time, so yep. Everybody, please do your best to be here. Not going to buy another car.
No.
Good.
Next Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2021-08, the Knoll.
Maybe.
We're asking on that.
Yeah, Mr.
Chair. Are you thinking about giving them the extra, like they want extra lots and stuff? Are you okay with all that?
So that's under the bonus.
They're allowed to. Yeah.
No, they're allowed to, but there's allowed to and should. Actually, this one I don't have that big a problem with.
I'll make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2269. No, I'm sorry. Subdivision 2021-08, the Knoll. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2021-09, Brookland Farm.
Okay, I got all sorts of issues with this one.
Okay.
I mean, there's active hunting next door to it. The soil is not good, if you read all this. I mean, I had to look all sorts of soil junk up for this one. It is. People are going to be sitting with water on their lots because it is clay underneath, so it'll sink. I have this in my backyard right now, so I know how it is. When it rains, it takes 3 days for it to sink down because of the clay. So I just not happy with the way the interconnectivity is. It's close to Derrickson's Creek. It's just,
as far as the soils are concerned, if it's any consolation to you, when they're doing the building, they have to pull soil samples. And if they don't meet a certain criteria, they're not allowed to build.
Okay.
So that in that case, the soil will be stripped and good material brought in, if that gives you any.
All right, I will defer to your expertise and but the hunting thing issue.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because my boys hunt with Mr. Lawrence's son.
Yeah, and so, we're basically taking 100 yards of his, is 100 yards or 100 feet? 100.
I think it's yards.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I just don't know without looking at it.
But well, that's taking somebody else's land that they can't use, that they've been using. So
yeah, I will say I think that cuts both ways, though.
Yeah, I was gonna
because if you're hunting on your property, you're effectively taking property rights from the person next door.
Yeah,
okay. Could we cut the difference or split the difference or tell them they have to have a berm in there? Because I just know that people are going to move in, and whether you put it in the covenants that, you know, there's going to be active shooting, there's going to be a lot of people freaking out.
Well, the Longs own a lot of that property, and I know they hunt on the opposite side of the road, and they own a lot of that property that's next to that. So it might be a case of, okay, well, maybe our duck blind could be put back here. But just so everybody understands that there is active hunting there, and if they hear a gunshot, they don't need to flip out.
Yeah, I think if you tell somebody that we're going to be shooting, you know, near your house, it's up to you whether you want to buy that lot and live there or not. And a little bit of, frankly.
Well, you heard that guy today talking about
a shot raining down on your shingles doesn't hurt anything anyway.
Oh, my gracious, Keller Hood. Or Keller.
I was named after him.
Keller Hood. Were you? That's funny. I just want to make sure that people are safe and that they feel safe and that it doesn't come back as, well, for goodness sake, those people not even, those people who agreed to this are just Bo Hicks that don't know what they're doing. So anyway, in the end, it's up to you, but you're the one making the motion, but I would like to see something there. At the very least, the covenants, but I would like to see something there as a barrier.
Buffer or something.
Buffer barrier that would keep.
Like a berm, a topsoil berm.
Yeah.
Some size would certainly help.
I don't know if that'll mess up the trees.
It would be on the other side, though. It's not where the trees are.
Oh, okay.
That's all clear.
Right, oh, okay, you're right. Okay, so, just, you know, if they can come up with a plan, great, but I just can see the future on this one based on other developments that have hunting going on around them and people are just losing their minds. They're just so upset.
All right, so I'll make a motion to defer this for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-9 Brookland Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was subdivision 2021-10 Graywood Springs.
We had some interesting testimony on that one.
Yeah, I'd say.
Here's it was very interesting. I'm not sure that the testifier connected the dots very well, though, because all that's great, but the object of the game here is to relate it to this application and why is this, and I really don't think, I think it was a little light on that, making that connection. And it sounds like he's talking about damage that's already been done and been occurring for 40 years, and I wasn't exactly sure how 33 more lots was going to make that appreciably worse.
That's actually my wonder, too, was the difference between this and a farmer putting fertilizer on his property and running off.
That's kind of why I asked that question, if it had been actively farmed.
Or yeah, and that's the other thing you have to say. You know, what's really causing it? And is the development of this property going to appreciably, you know, exacerbate the problem?
Right.
And that connection wasn't really made satisfactorily for me, but yeah. I'm just one.
But they will have the, again, with the covenants that this is an agricultural area, so don't complain when you get.
And the I would be interested to see the results of the study on the opioids on the single cell bacteria. So we're like drugging bacteria and then watching what happens. I thought it was interesting.
I'm dying to know that.
Yeah, so, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And the desalinization for cruise ships, I'm like super. Like, buddy, you're going to be very busy.
Well,
but anyway,
again,
yeah,
speaks to relevance.
Yes, exactly. We're back down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, and right even down to where he said something about get up to your knees in mud. I'm like, oh, that's been Sussex County my entire life. If you haven't lost a shoe walking across
the
field,
marsh.
Then you
yeah.
haven't.
Or in the marsh.
You not really can't say you're Sussex County. And so, so okay, that's all I got. Anybody? Then I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Okay, moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-10, Graywood Springs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use 2264, Lawton Investments, LLC.
Make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2264, Lawton Investments, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our final public hearing was conditional use number 2271, Chris Brazier.
I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2271, Chris Brazier. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our entire agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any parting words of wisdom to share with us this evening?
I'm all good, thank you.
I would just ask that the three that we had before the recess, I said something to Mr. Whitehouse to not put those on next week, because there was a lot of information in there. The other ones, if we get the ordinances, we can put those on for next week, because those are more straightforward.
Right, okay.
If that's okay with you all, that'd help me out a lot.
Oh, come on.
He's just trying to stretch it out. You're just trying to stretch it out.
Stand of yours, makes harmony prevailing.